USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Moderna filed paperwork with the Food and Drug Administration Monday requesting an emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. It also presented more data from its phase 3 trials that showed the shot was 94% effective against the virus and 100% effective against severe cases of COVID-19. Dr. Mansif Salawi says the new data is great news. The head of Operation Warp Speed tells Fox News that millions of doses of vaccine should be ready to ship as soon as their use is approved.
We're also producing a few millions of doses of vaccine in preparation for approval. Both vaccines have now been submitted to the FDA for emergency use authorization, expected around the 11th or so of December for Pfizer and around the 18th or 19th for the Moderna vaccine, and hopefully we'll start rolling vaccine doses.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A group of lawmakers in Ohio has filed articles of impeachment against the state's governor. The group of Republican state representatives have brought 12 articles of impeachment against Republican Governor Mike DeWine, alleging his coronavirus orders are unconstitutional. In a statement, the group accused DeWine of, among other things, meddling in the conduct of a presidential primary election and arbitrarily closing and placing curfews on certain businesses while allowing other businesses to remain open. Governor DeWine responded to the lawmakers during his daily coronavirus press conference, calling their efforts foolish.
Right for them to go talk to some family members, maybe a family that didn't believe that this could happen. Now Christmas there'll be one less person at their table or more. So at some point, this foolishness has got to stop, and we just got to get, and I'm not talking about most Ohio, there's just a small number of people who just continue for whatever reason to think that this is, and act as if this is some big joke.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The U.S. Border Patrol is already reporting a spike in illegal immigrants crossing the southern border. Tim Berg has a story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Border Patrol agents are already seeing a Biden surge in illegal immigration at the southwest border, with numbers surging to 21% over the last month alone. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan says the worsening economic conditions south of the border are largely responsible, but illegal immigrants are also looking forward to a Biden administration. As far as some of the policy reversals we can expect, Morgan says,
it's not just amnesty. So I went down some of the policies that are being put out there. First, they're going to stop the travel ban. Second, they're going to stop MPP, which really ended catch and release. The second thing, they're going to stop deportations for at least 4 months. They also, the strategy also supports sanctuary cities to protect criminal illegal aliens. They're also going to reward illegal aliens with significant rewards like health care and now amnesty.
Morgan speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Baltimore Ravens-Pittsburgh Steelers game, originally scheduled for Thanksgiving night, has been moved again. The game will now kick off at 3:40 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday afternoon. All three of the game's postponements are a result of a coronavirus outbreak among Ravens players and staff. Baltimore had another positive test on Monday, which was the ninth straight day that a Ravens player had tested positive for the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.